We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz. Well, man, how's it going?
It's going very busy. It's totally swamped this time of year. I don't know why, but we are just kind of buried right now. But it's great. Yeah. It's great.
Well, I share the issues. It's good, though. You can't complain, right?
So I am excited, though, because I've been able to build out my team. I got some new players on board and really excited. Get some good people, and things are coming together. I'm happy about that.
Awesome. Good for you. I know you worked hard to get them on board, so hopefully they all work out.
Yeah.
You don't scare them all away.
Nah. Yeah. So I probably shouldn't have put listening to the show as a requirement for the job. So
worshiping John Carcutt requirement.
Yeah. Yeah, that would get you disqualified immediately.
I'm actually dealing with a bunch of the hot temperatures you guys are used to in Florida. We're freaking dying, and I've got a bit of a chest cold too. So,
oh geez, so I knew it was hot in the Northeast. I didn't know you guys were getting it over on your side of the world too.
Oh, we were in the 90s yesterday.
The 90s? You're complaining about the 90s? That's like every day here.
Yeah, I couldn't take that. But we don't have air conditioning though.
Oh, that's a good point. I couldn't take it without air conditioning either. Okay, I take back my sarcasm. Yeah. I really feel bad for you.
Bite me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's our poor boy was trying to get to sleep. It was 90 degrees in his bedroom. It was just ridiculous. There's no way.
Well, that's, yeah, that's bad.
So thank goodness we don't get many of these. Otherwise, we would have air conditioning, but it's just a few days, maybe 6 days a year we get anything like this.
Well, you should come down here. Cool off.
I couldn't take it, although it's a good incentivization to get lose some weight, because I don't feel too good when there's that hot. Anyway, yeah. I guess we're on to the show now. Bore enough people with our details here. So I threw a few notes in here. We do these on the fly. So just a few minutes ago, I decided I'd go to some of the notes from, again, SMX. Thank God these things are around. They sure give me lots of info. And it was a Q&A with Matt Cutts. Danny Sullivan and Matt Cutts sit together and they just talk, and it's usually a really good laugh. You know, they're good camaraderie and everyone gets a good laugh. Most of us have known Matt Cutts and Danny for a while, so a lot of inside jokes make sense finally.
Yeah. Just don't tease Danny about girly drinks and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another story. So I thought I'd just put out a few of the things he was talking about. One of the first ones is one that Matt Cutts is famous for talking about because everyone seems to ask him every year, and that's page sculpting. And first ask, without page sculpting, how can you tell what Google what pages are important? Well, I wanted to put this out there mostly for our listeners. I mean, we probably touched on this, I don't know how many times, but it's simple as this. And I can quote Matt here. He says, yes, there is a way to tell Google what pages are more important. Link to them from the home page. That's simple. I mean, obviously, you can't link to every page, but that's why setting up theme sites and siloing is so important.
But see, I don't actually agree with that, because you can't always link your most important pages from your homepage from a usability standpoint, because sometimes you have to categorize things, and maybe your most important pages are product pages or a certain product that you're really trying to emphasize. I guess you could link to it from the homepage, but natural flow of navigation is more hierarchical than it is, you know, here's the you see what I mean? Sometimes you categorize things. Sometimes you have things in certain silos, as other people like to call it. I just don't know if I agree with that being the only way you can tell them that it's important.
Well, you know, it's like any answer we give. I've got to give Matt Cutts credit here. I mean, you can only answer it in one way without spending an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, fair enough. Because, I mean, if you think about it, in most cases, that could be correct. Because let's say you had a few listings that do really well. Well, you could always list them there, top products
right.
on the homepage. Or just even a little box saying most.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. There are ways to do it, for sure. If you segment out specific content, not in your navigation, but in like an element on your homepage, I agree for sure. Yeah, that's a good point.
And then the other thing to consider, though, is, you know, he said root or homepage, essentially the same thing. Well, it's also any foremost entry page, right? So if there's any other pages in your site, they're acting like a homepage. They're that active.
Oh, yeah.
They work just the same way.
Yeah, I've seen plenty of sites with an internal page that has much more authority and link juice pointing to it than the homepage, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that actually this sort of brought up, because I'm doing some consulting now for a company, and it's interesting. I don't usually get these, frankly, but I've got this company who's already bought, I don't know, they must have bought at least 1,000 domains.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, well, we want to target all these different elements of, of these geographic locations, and we're going to create a different site for every single one of them. And yes, they will be unique. No, they're not going to be that unique, says me. But and you know, they want to get up to like 3,000 range worth of sites. Good God, that's going to get caught so fast.
You got a question. So what's your question on this? Because I really have a lot of very recent experience and a detailed study in this kind of thing from a geotarget standpoint just within the past month. So first I want to hear what your question is about, then I can give you some of what I've discovered.
Actually, you know what? The purpose of it was just to bring up discussion, because what I've said essentially is, okay, you guys have already done this. They were already committed to doing this, and they also weren't going to budge. They weren't going to say, no, we're not going to take down our sites, because frankly, they're all doing well. That's the scary thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of the ones they already have are kicking butt, because frankly, it is still a very good tactic in terms of getting rankings. It's not in terms of ethics, but rankings. So I said, well, you know, let's keep those going. And this is the way I'd fix this. If you're going to keep it going and, you know, build it out at your own risk, this is the other set I want you to create completely separate. And this is going to be the one that stands the test of time. Because I'm afraid for you, for these other ones. Who wants to put that much money into them and lose them all?
Right.
You know, I mean, I have to do for the client, right? So what would you say to this?
So I've had a very, very almost exact type of situation that I've been dealing with for a couple of years, but it came to a head a month or two ago because I really started pushing. So this client has like 2,000 physical locations in the U.S. and Canada, and they have a domain for every one of their stores. So each store has its own domain, and they're all run off the same CMS. They all have very similar content, very similar structure. I mean, they all look pretty much the same. There's maybe a half a dozen out of these 2,000 that have gone the length of, you know, creating their own website that's completely separate, and those do really well. So I was pushing really hard, saying, okay, look, let's reinforce the strength of your primary website by bringing all these locations onto the primary website. So we build a substructure underneath your site that has, you know, a place for every one of your stores and some information about every one of your stores. And then we would redirect the domains to the individual section for that store. So we'd have a bunch, because all those domains, you know, the individual stores do local marketing, you know, not necessarily internet marketing, but in local marketing period. They, over the years, have generated organic links just naturally. No link building efforts, just but naturally, just because they advertise and because they're there, they generate these links. So the thought was, let's redirect those sites to a page on the main site and pull all that link juice into the main site and just build, you know, build that the foundation of the main site even stronger, right? So they're like, well, we want to make sure this is going to work. So do a study and figure out which is going to be best. I'm like, okay, thanks.
Awesome.
But I'm kind of glad they pushed me to that, because we did do this study and we looked at a number of issues, and if we could do it the way we wanted to, if we could redirect all those domains and we could pull them in and pull all that link juice into the main site, and that was the main issue, I'd say yes, we would have done that. Definitely, it would have strengthened the entire primary site. We would have still done well in local search. We would have still done well for the geo terms, maybe even better, because we were going to now have the weight of the main site supporting those individual geo-targeted pages. However, we couldn't do it. We have to keep all those thousands of domains out there because of the paid search side. Each one of those individual sites is also doing its own local PPC. So we have a national PPC program going for the brand, but each individual little location is doing local PPC as well. You can't do both, because you can't do them both on the same domain. So in order for that store to do its own local PPC, it has to have its own domain, right? So we couldn't redirect those domains. So then I'm like, okay, great. This is going to kill me. But it doesn't.
Okay, on that note.
Yeah.
Take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to hear more. This is awesome.
All right.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
Did you know?
99 Designs is a leading marketplace for graphic design on the internet.
Did you know?
99 Designs connects you to a community of over 35,000 designers who will compete to do the best work for you.
Did you know?
99 Designs allows you to post projects for logo design, webpage design, t-shirt design, and more.
Did you know?
99 Designs projects the average of over 70 different design options for a price that you set.
99 Designs. When designers compete, you win.
Every affiliate marketer wants to build their own empire. Lavish trips, new cars, fancy threads. You know, be the talk of the town. That's why I found my empire with Empire Media. They work around the clock to customize my campaign. They have the connections, the clout, and the custom offers to monetize my website at every move. My website is measured and monetized to the max thanks to Empire Media. Look up empiremedia.com, empyremedia.com, and find out how fulfilling full-service affiliate marketing can be. Empire Media, reign over your competition.
CEO Coach, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were getting the lowdown on an issue regarding multiple site, I don't even know what you'd call it, multi-domain marketing.
Proliferation.
Saturation.
Saturation, yes.
Okay, anybody, so continue on. This is fascinating.
So if you have thousands of websites, so my gut instinct and my experience told me, instead of managing all these sites and having all the links that they're getting go to these individual little sites, let's have all that stuff go to the main site. But because of their PPC requirements, I'm just kind of recapping, because of their PPC requirements, we couldn't do that. So then I had to think, okay, so how am I going to take advantage of this and use this to help meet my client's goals? So we know that these individual sites are very specific on geo-targeting. So I'm not worried about them meeting any national terms, any national brand terms. All I want is for this site to meet, you know, its terms for its geolocation. So if it's, you know, if it's a pizza shop, it's not, you know, pizza in, you know, my city. That's the only thing I'm worried about is local geo-targeted terms. That helps out because now I can narrow my scope for each one of these sites. And the biggest problem, and I realized this was going to be a problem either way, was I've got 2,000 locations. Whether they're on their own domains or whether they're on the main site, they have to have unique content. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we got my team together and we did the brainstorming session. So how are we going to provide unique content for 2,000 different locations that are basically the same thing? It's a store that sells the same product. And, you know, we've talked to the client. We know the individual stores are not going to be able to contribute, or we can't rely on them to contribute. So we're going to have to come up with a content strategy. We came up with a strategy that basically relies on some database programming and some swapping out of chunks of content and targeting to try to get this done. For me, the big issue was that, okay, hey, we're going to only worry about geo-targeted terms. So those terms are not going to be nearly as competitive, especially for some of the smaller markets. So we can get away with more duplicate content than we could if we were going after national terms on a national site. So we don't have to have as much unique content as we would in a much more competitive space. So using the strategy of building like 50 different blocks of intro paragraphs and 50 different blocks of, you know, the middle section paragraph and 50 different blocks of the closing paragraph for this page. So we have like 300 to 400 words of text. And then we can rotate the blocks, and then within the blocks where there's geo-targeting, we can swap out the actual locations, and we'll do some very, you know, almost like, I wouldn't call it, I hate to call it spinning because it's not taking the same content. We've got bunches of chunks of content, but basically each chunk of content we ended up using like 37 times, and out of the 37, they would all be modified for geo-targeted terms, and still, there's duplicate content, but as with the lack of competition for those geo-targeted terms and the products, it did fine. Everything's getting indexed. We're not getting any duplicate content penalties. There's enough duplication or there's enough uniqueness to the content that it's going to work. And we're able to increase the rankings for some of these terms on these sites without having to pull all in one space. So it actually, to me, it actually ended up, normally my gut says, no, you don't want thousands of domains. In this case, it forced me to do it anyway, and I learned quite a bit, and I might not think the same way automatically again next time.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I just worry that, I mean, was there any interconnectivity between the domains? Wouldn't that look bad?
The only thing that we do from an interconnectivity-wise is so there's a link to the corporate page from all those pages, but the corporate site, so it's not a one-to-one link. The corporate site has a store locator section. So if you need to find a store, you can drill down through to the different states and the different cities and find a store local to you, and it links over. but it's in this section of the site. And then each of the sites will link back to the homepage of the corporate site. So it's not a it's not a reciprocal one-to-one, like the same pages aren't linking back and forth, but the sites are linking. But again, that's an intent thing. We're not doing it with the intent to create link juice. Those are real uses for people. And I think Google's really good about understanding intent. We're showing people from the corporate site how to find a store near them. And if they're in a store site, this is the corporate body if you need to find them.
So, yeah, I like the idea. And the thing about it that really gets me is I think that is although you know, you're right, it definitely merited work because it's touchy. You've got to do it right. But in my case, this client has no physical location. It's all about information that they're trying to get leads from.
Yeah, your host.
Yeah, it's exactly. So I'm like, oh, brother. So
that is interesting. So there's no like nothing tied to it. There's no reason other than keyword targeting to have 1,000 domains. That's going to be something a billion times more challenging. If I don't even know.
No.
I don't know if you can't get away with that. That's going to be something that intent is to not necessarily spam, but to saturate the engines. And that's the intent that you'll get penalties applied for or filters.
But, you know, I've honestly had some pretty tough ethical questions about this. Like, obviously, my first instinct is, first of all, this seems spammy. Duh. But yeah. When I really got into it and I tried to look at it from the client's perspective, I actually had a few questions where I was like, you know what? In this case, I mean, I wish I could tell you more about it, just maybe you later, but not the air. it was just they have some merit to what they're doing because it's the only way that, frankly, Google will rank stuff right now for what they're doing. And it works. So, and also, they're providing unique content. They're adamant that they're doing that. And if they want to spend that much time and money doing that on all these sites, it's a bit of a waste in a lot of ways. But if it works...
Yeah.
Who's Google to say if it's providing value? That's the I don't know.
This kind of came up in the Black Hat White Hat session at AFCON 2010 too, and one of the people in the audience asked about doorway sites, which just kind of sounds like this is are they here? I guess this is a question before I say this: are they trying to get all these domains to send traffic or linked to a primary domain, or each one of them on their own? So like if they have a conversion process,
they're on their own.
Each one converts on their own. All right.
Yes. Yeah, it's all like you said. It's using the same CMS. What they do is they make revenue from the ads that are on it from a network they have.
Okay.
So it's paid ads. You know, they're no followed. All that stuff's fine. Yeah, it's a lead generation system for locales, essentially.
So I think my answer at the Black Hat White Hat kind of still applies. If you're going to put all that time and energy into managing and marketing 1,000 domains, so you have to do link building to all those domains, you have to maintain content on those domains.
I know what you're saying. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut
no,
you
no,
off.
No, that's okay.
But
sure, no.
It actually doesn't – I wanted to raise one more point, which actually makes a big difference. The competition is so low. These sites are getting number one almost immediately.
Hmm.
So it doesn't need links really.
Hmm.
I know. It's hard. I said, all right, if you guys are adamant about this, I can't stop you. Just do this and this and this. Make sure you're going to do this as clearly as you can, and then let's set up this other site. If you guys are willing to spend that much time and effort doing this, well, let's make a backup plan. Let's create a really efficient site that is your monster site that will stand the test of time.
And right.
You know what? I don't like doing that, but it's the only option, really.
Yeah, I think they need to understand that that'll work for a while, but I don't think it's going to work long term.
Oh, definitely. That's number one point in the entire analysis I'm providing. It's interesting, and I love talking about this stuff with you because I know we've both been through this a few times in the years.
Yeah.
When I was doing that, I had to plan out part of this portal strategy system, whatever it is, and oh my God, I felt like I was back in 2001, 1997.
Oh,
you know? It was weird.
Oh, God. Did you tell them about WordPress multi-user and the fact that you can have 1,000 domains on the same CMS that way? And it'll bring them up into 2010.
That's a good point.
Actually, it's not even WordPress multi-user anymore. Since they launched the new version, all WordPresses can host multiple sites on multiple domains.
Yeah, and I'd love to talk to you about that too in a second. But let's just take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll continue on in that vein.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Anyway, I ask?
That's right, ma'am. Anyway, you ask.
Let me get this straight. If I wanted your CEO to deliver my check while juggling flaming machetes on the back of an Asian elephant, all I have to do is ask?
Correct. With in-demand affiliates, you can tell us exactly how you want your payouts, and we will deliver.
God, could you hold on for a second? Someone's at the door. Wow, you aren't kidding.
We are in demand. You can be too. Sign up today at the letter ndemandaffiliates.com.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is admedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
The Joel Comm Show, Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we were discussing some fairly high-level strategy in terms of how to market massive networks. I guess we stray out of the SEO 101 territory a few times every time we do these.
My bad. Sorry.
It's what fascinates.
But actually, I think it is good for new SEOs to hear those kind of conversations, so they don't, when they have a client or they start thinking of strategies, that they think, okay, hey, what if I have hundreds or thousands of domains? How can I do that? They've already heard us talk about some of the issues surrounding that. So
yeah. Well, and you know what? Doing the single site with all those sites, with all that information, it's far harder. You've got to be really technical versus just doing portals. Portals are easy.
It's harder to implement, but it's much easier to market. Market successfully.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, are you going to get local rankings for every single one of a subdirectory for a different locale? It's a lot tougher from what I've seen. I mean, what's your experience with that?
From a technical standpoint, building a site like that is much harder. But again, once you have it built, it's going to be usually, in most cases, it's going to be much more effective.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of investment versus return. How much time and energy do you want to invest in building it versus how much return do you want to get in the long run?
Ooh, I got another good one here. I don't know why. It's all coming to me today. I saw another thing when I was doing some research, and it was pretty fascinating. It was on local. And I noticed that a lot of – and these are big companies are obviously getting a lot of good results by buying a local domain and then redirecting it and then using that domain to submit to local directories for a locale because it's got the locale in the URL and then the TLD. And then redirecting it to an inner portion of their main monster site.
That's definitely a good strategy.
It's
I don't know about
it's so stupid.
I don't know about submitting those domains though to different places, because then you've got the redirect, which kind of reduces the value and of the link itself. I don't know.
It's bizarre, but I mean, I've seen those ranking top, like numero uno in the SEO one, or sorry, in the one box. It's pretty phenomenal. I don't know how. Nice. Anyway, I don't do local full time, so it's more of an intriguing thing for me. I mean, I also do a bit of it, but I don't do it all the time. So I was kind of curious to see if you've run into anything like that.
No, I haven't. That's interesting. I may have to do a little reading.
Yeah, I'll have to send the example to you. I don't have it right on hand, but
all right,
be interesting. Do you want to take the next one?
Do
you want to know your thing?
So I don't know how many people are familiar with Red Bull. They have this event they do 3 or 4 times a year called Flutag. And you've probably seen pictures of it in their commercials. People build these handmade, like, human-powered flying machines, and they push them off a giant platform on the water and try to see if they'll fly, but they usually end up in this massive pile of wood and bones. But it's like it's amazing event. And it's going on in Miami tomorrow, Saturday. This is pre-recording this, but it's going on tomorrow morning. I was really thinking about going. And when I was thinking about it, I thought, you know, these people build these handmade flying things and then push them off this cliff having no idea what they're going to do. And usually they crash and burn. I'm like, that sounds a lot like amateur SEO to me. People build these websites and really just kind of jump into it, not really sure. They pick up little pieces of what should work here and there, and they make it look really pretty and exciting, not knowing how that look is going to affect performance, and they throw it off the edge of a cliff to see if it'll fly. And it just kind of struck me as funny, is the similarity there. You know, people who build real airplanes, the professionals, you know, they do a lot of detailed study, and the planes fly really well. So the amateurs at the Red Bull thing is – I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of crashing and burns.
Oh, I'm so jealous. You got to get that on video. I want to see one of those.
Oh, yeah. They have a whole website about it. They got tons of videos, like the top 10 best crashes and stuff. It's just – Flutag is spelled F-L-U-G-T-A-G, and there's a couple of sites that document this stuff, so you got to.
Awesome. Okay, well, since you said that, why don't we go to the next SEO one? Oh, geez, we're at 30 already. Ah, Brasco.
Oh, we can do another one. He won't.
We were just told we're at the end of the 30-minute stretch here. Okay, well, this is quick anyway. we got the go-ahead. All right. Is Google favoring YouTube? Someone asked that. Actually, it may have been some of Danny's prepared questions, I think, for Matt.
Yeah.
And I got pretty much a quote. I've got all this stuff recorded, so I thought I'd quote him. He said – he actually asked. He asked the YouTube team. He says, given the amount of – and their answers was that given the amount of videos that are on YouTube compared to Metacafe or Vimeo or whatever, quote unquote, we actually bend over backwards to show more videos from those sites than we do for YouTube if you were to look at the number of videos. That's the qualifier.
So like a percentage. So if YouTube has – yeah, if YouTube had 80% of the video market, you know, they're trying to show less than that in the results.
Yeah.
Is that – yeah.
If you've got like – yeah, exactly. And good for them. That's good to hear. I mean, I'm sure that they've got to think of this stuff. Otherwise, they look too much favoritism, and that's certainly going to be an issue for them later.
Yeah, and then to me, that ties directly into, like, I was recently asked on a panel, what's, like, the most cutting-edge thing you're doing in SEO? And and people thought I was stupid, but honestly, it's content. And not just good quality content like we're used to, but the quantity of good quality content. Because this has shown us the more content you have out there, the more that you're in those engines, the more more pages on your website – the more you're going to be found, and the more you're going to show up in search and get traffic from an SEO perspective. I mean,
yeah,
if you can publish 10 times a day on your site new content, you do that for a month, and you will be shocked at the amount of traffic you will get increased, and the amount of revenue if it's a traffic-based type of site you're working with.
Good content, yes.
Good content, but just put it out more than you think you can, and you'll do really well. That's to me, that's a good SEO tactic.
Yeah, and you know, another point that comes from this is it says Metacafe and Vimeo, and you know, or whatever. There are other options out there. There's no reason you can't post to them as well as YouTube. It's not like you're signing something saying it, YouTube gets exclusivity.
That's
so
true.
Post it to all of them.
Do you use any of the tools out there when you're doing that, Russ? There's a number of them. TubeMogul, where you just you post it once in this TubeMogul system, and it pushes it out to 10 or 15 different sites. But what it'll do is it also tracks statistics for your videos and all those sites in one interface. There's TubeMogul does that. I think there's one called Traffic Geyser. There's a number of them out there.
I remember talking about it at one point, and I can't recall. I never did do it. No, I don't do it enough, honestly. But it's intriguing. I think if we did more business video, we'd be doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Because yeah, you're right. There's no reason to put it on one video site when there's then. No. And you say it doesn't. There's hundreds of video sites out there.
It's insane. Yeah. Anyways, I guess we better cut things short now, or right at the end, I guess. on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, we'd like to thank you for joining us today. And my Twitter ID is at Ross Dunn, and yours is?
I'm at John Carcutt.
So thanks for joining us today. Our show airs every Monday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. And you can also download us on iTunes. So you keep tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hear that? That's the sound of someone trying to steal your crypto. Every day, thousands of hackers online are doing the same. That's why Arculus uses air-gapped cold storage technology to protect your assets. Using our keycard and wallet app to form a protective barrier, Arculus insulates you from hackers and puts control of your digital assets back in your hands. Order the first truly air-gapped crypto wallet at getarculus.com.